Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Challenge After Show, the original Challenge After Show, the Challenge After Show 1.0, if you will. My name is Daniel Lindgren, and I'm joined by three amazing guests. The first guy I got is Benny the Brave. What up, Benny?
Oh, man. That's new. I like it. What's up, guys? How's it going? Benny Adams here. So excited to talk about this episode. Crazy episode. Can't wait.
And we've also got Princess Pam.
Oh, Princess. Yay. I love it. Hi, guys. So excited. I think this is going to go down as one of those like all-time challenge epic episodes ever that goes in the books that we talk about forever. So I can't wait to talk about it.
And
that's all I got.
That's all right. and we can't have a princess without a queen. Is Queen Jenna in the building too?
Woo! I miss you guys so much. Thank you. I'm so excited to be back talking challenge with you. I miss you guys. It's so good to see you. All that.
We're pumped to have you back, Jenna. This is fantastic. Obviously, oh my God, people are blowing up in the live chat. OMG, Jenna's here. I mean, Jenna. I'm not lying. It's all right there. Guys, we got to get to the first big topic of the night. It's Jay and D. And in theory, Rogan's involved as well. Does Rogan even like D? Does D even like Jay? Let's talk about it. Whoever's ready, let's hear it.
Think D likes Rogan. I mean, no, I think D likes Jay, but I still think she has feelings for Rogan. And obviously, she is doing it to make him jealous, even though she said that she doesn't want him to feel that way. I feel that Rogan hurt D so badly last season, and she's still feeling hurt from that. So, you know, she's going to act a certain way. But I do think in this episode that she does have feelings for Jay.
I think that she does not have real feelings for Jay. I think she thinks he's cute and likes him. I think she really, 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 really cares for Rogan. And my, not conspiracy corner, but my observation of tonight, based on what we've seen from the past episodes, I am so sure that Rogan is feeding her so much bullshit off screen. Like, it looks to us as the viewers like D is this pathetic girl who loves Rogan, who Rogan is like, what, I'm not leading you on, I'm not into you, do what you want to do, and D is just there like a little puppy. But
why wouldn't
think
the producer
the
show us that, though? Why wouldn't the producer show us that? Because they can't get off camera. There's cameras everywhere.
They don't show us a lot of stuff, though, surprisingly, so I wouldn't be surprised.
I know.
Yeah,
Jenna, thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think D likes Jay at all. I think she's 100% obsessed with Rowan, with Rogan, which is pretty disappointing, seeing that she already saw everything that happened last season, and we see her in the reunion crying, and she finally looks like she's taking that step to get over him, so it's disappointing that she's getting kind of suckered back in. But like you're saying, with stuff happening off camera that maybe we're not seeing, I'm wondering if stuff also happened. I mean, I'm sure it happened all off season, where he's slowly planting that seed, pulling her back in. And you want to believe what you're going to believe what you want to believe. So she already likes him. There's already that a little bit of obsession and infatuation. So it's very easy for one small little thing to have the ripple effect and for her to become obsessed again like that. And I also think it's kind of messed up what she's doing to Jay a little bit, right? She's using him in her game as a little toy. He's already the most vulnerable of those guys. He's that rookie that they want going in every time. And now he's putting a Rogan gunning after him because of this flirtation and this relationship. And also, Rogan's friends with CT. Rogan has relationships. He's friends with Bear. So now Jay is already the easiest target, and now D is using him to make him a target for other reasons. So he just has it coming from all angles.
I wrote down, as far as from D's perspective, she's saying, like, I like Jay right now while Rogan's watching, but I secretly still like Rogan, because that's what it is. And if Jen, the other Jen, was still in the house, Rogan would still be going after her and not even paying D any mind. And does D realize that? She's a mess this season. She's a mess.
I think that there's two levels of this. One, to defend her in terms of the putting Jay in a bad position. I agree. However, he was like, you know what? Rogan said my name. Screw it. I think they mutually decided to piss off Rogan that night. D for personal reasons and Jay for game reasons. Two, when it came down to Jay versus Rogan potentially, I think D and Rogan have more of a game alliance than they're really showing us. Because she said, Rogan can't go home. He's my ride or die. I don't know if she means emotionally or game too. So I think
that's
That's
why she's a mess though.
Okay, but I don't think she is. I have a question though. So this particular episode was in October because they went out for like Halloween. They were dressing
Halloween
up.
Party.
Yes.
So World of Worlds 2 was still airing in October.
Oh shit.
So she didn't see some of this stuff on World of Worlds 2. And it's making sense now, because I was like, why is she saying he's my number one after all of this stuff she did to him last season? And then it clicked to me, we were still talking about World of Worlds 2 in October. So she hasn't every single thing.
Right, good
Benny, we got to get her on one of these shows, and we just got to ask her that point blank. Like, when the hell was that filming, and did you already know all this stuff? Because of that reunion, it blew up at last reunion with her and Rogan and all the stuff she found out, all the behind-the-scenes stuff of him wanting to flirt with another girl, I think, that happened during the reunion or something, and she started to cry or whatever. So we need to ask for that if we get her back on.
I think that's a really good catch. Good job. I think regardless, remember, she did end up finding out what Rogan was doing in that season, and she had that whole outbreak and she stormed off. So she still kind of was aware of him two-timing her a little bit and flirting with other girls behind her back, and even saying, like, I don't really care what happens during the game. I think it was still kind of obvious, and it kind of almost reminds me of the Ronnie Sammy situation in Jersey Shore, where it's like, you know what's happening.
Yeah, and you still keep it going. Yeah,
but you care more about from the source that you care about instead of hearing it from the other people in the house, even though it's like, we're telling you, but we can't tell you outright. We're giving you little messages and you're not taking it.
Right. But in this instance, if it was the way it's portrayed, it's that Dee is basically obsessed with him. He doesn't like her and she's just crazy. This tonight made it very clear that, again, that is not the case. He was upset. He said, great, you win. I'm upset. I never said I didn't care. This is not a situation.
Pam, would he even care if Jen was still in the house, though? Would he even, if they showed her making out with Jay, but Jen's at the bar too, Rogan doesn't care.
It might be a pride thing and not. It might be a pride thing more than it is a D thing, but my point is she is getting.
I kind of agree with
giving. He is feeding into it. This is not someone going, good, great. Have you ever had someone like you that you don't like, and then they go out with someone else, and you're like, woo, go for it. This is not that situation where they're relieved. Rogan wants to have her under his thumb still, and I'm sure he is keeping her that way because she's one of the best girls in the house too, so maybe it's for his game too, but whatever his reason,
Rogan,
this is not the situation where someone's obsessed with you and you want to get rid of them.
He definitely
wants her to like him.
He's definitely into her in one way.
Okay, I'm not saying he's definitely into her. I just think he's into a lot of girls. I just don't think he wants to be girlfriend, boyfriend with D. I think he just wants to have his cake and, you know, bang it too. Whatever you want to say. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's get into Ashley and Bananas, because there's this controversy with him just trying to return a loofah. It's fantastic. Do we agree with Bananas? Bananas says that she just has a social game and that's it. I think Ashley's good at puzzles personally, but I also think she's a liar. So let's talk about our feelings towards the Ashley and Bananas fiasco. Anyone.
Okay. I'm falling in love with Ashley this season. I've gone from not liking her to sort of liking her to thinking to now I feel like I get her. Her hysterics are part of her thing. I used to be like, what is she doing? Why is she in hysterics all the time? Now I love her. I think her social game is on point. She is smart. She has endurance. She can swim, right? And she's good at puzzles. So I think she's also a really good challenger. Is she a liar, maybe? I don't really know. I think
She's won the most money through lying, hasn't she?
She's good. She's a good game player.
Right. I'm just saying her lying has definitely helped her win the most money in challenge history.
But
I have to
bananas
give it to Ashley, though. She has proven herself to be the one to be. Like she almost got that vote to get Bananas out. So you gotta give props when props are due.
Sorry, I think Bananas blowing up, outing Ashley's game is interesting for two reasons. One, this is a surprise to no one. You're not outing anything. You're not this big, see-all challenge master who is now catching on to the fact that Ashley is hysterical, throws fits, is sweet to people, makes jokes, and pulls people in with her social game. I mean, this should be surprising to nobody. So.
Right.
He's like, I finally outed her plan. It's like, this is what she does season. Now it's up to everybody else to catch that. It's not really on Ashley. She's doing what she always does. And it's also, you brought up, Ashley stole the most money. Bananas was the first person to do it. Mm-hmm. So, hot me kettle, your argument has no water because...
They mentioned that too tonight. They mentioned it tonight that they play the same type of game.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, we love to hate both of these characters. At least I do. So I'm all for them fighting. Why not? It's great.
And it's almost a thing where you like sometimes disagree with people because they are like you. Like you don't want to see your faults in other people, so you get on them for that. It's kind of like Bananas is doing that. I mean,
he went in that room to stir the pot, and then she goes right back at him for the nominations to stir the pot. Yeah. They're doing the same stuff to each other. It's fantastic.
And CT said it the best. CT said, if Ashley's the devil, what does that make Bananas?
Right?
That's just true. Perfect. It's true.
All right. So the challenge tonight is called Decode and Detonate. The first two people to finish get to form a tribunal, and then they get to pick one more. I thought it was okay. It's a men's elimination tonight. I don't know. Swaggy C says he has a photographic memory. Great. Thanks, Swags, for that. Oh, here's what I wanted to say. CT, I think, honestly, like we say, he's so strong and all this stuff. He's like, over the years, he's so good at puzzles. And he's so smart with the way he thinks about stuff. So his idea tonight was like, I'm going to come up with a name for each symbol so I can remember it when I get over to the other area. So that's all I wanted to say. Go ahead, guys. What do we think of this challenge?
It was a tough, when I watch these challenges, I'm like, oh, would I want to do this? Or like, would I not want to do this? And I was looking at this and I'm just like, I would not want to do this puzzle. It just seems like it would like give me the worst headache ever. But yeah. I have to give props to Bailey for actually winning it, a rookie, and Swaggy C for almost winning it, two rookies. So that was good for them.
And it would have been fun to blow up a car. I'm just saying. Yeah, that was kind of cool when they got to blow up the car. And CT, he did a great job. Oh, yeah. Watch it blow up. Usually I'm not into that sort of thing. But at this, I was like, action movie.
You know how we always joke that when TJ walks into a room and he's like, hey, guys, I got some bad news for you. And it's like, obviously, everything he says and does is the producers. Like, he doesn't come
right.
I feel like all those stupid antics of things blowing up or things being, these tanks going through the ropes, that actually is TJ.
Right. He was like, how about at the end, they blow up a car? Like, it had nothing to do with the challenge.
It doesn't even matter. Yeah, it doesn't have, you don't need to blow up anything. You could just solve
it's the challenge. Why not?
It just looked cool.
So they're like, okay, TJ, you get your one little thing for this episode. What do you want to do? Let's blow up a truck.
Right. Well, he was like, how about I ride in on a tank? And they were like, really doesn't work this time, CT or TJ. like we've done that every time you've asked, but.
they're literally like in the forest with way too many trees. He's like, can we get a tank through this line of trees?
I'll ride in. I'll explain it.
Knock over trees. Who cares? I need to be in it.
They're like, you did that 5 seasons ago. We did the ATV thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That CT's strength at this point. I mean, honestly, he booked it. It looked like he still had speed and endurance.
He was running fast.
He was, yeah. Oh my God, talk about dad strength. It was like his kid was getting kidnapped or something. Yeah. Booked it. It was awesome to see his like bigger legs run that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you argue that his biggest strength now is actually his smarts, because he did it in the, we'll get to it later, but everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I just love the episode so far, because they're combining all this stuff for the challenges. Like, they're combining endurance with puzzles, with strength.
Yeah.
The only thing we haven't seen yet is swimming. Right. So, I mean, they're, yes, they're using more than one of our tools that we like to say, which I love.
Yes, I agree. And I also love this season so far. I was getting really sick of the numbers alliances and just watching that play out until it sort of broke down. And I love that this is structured in a way that you can't really do that.
No, because you want to get sent in.
Yeah. And we saw so many different scenarios that we were curious about last time we discussed it play out tonight. Like, what if you want to go in? What if you don't know if you want to go in? You know, how do you decide? So yeah, this is really cool. And it's breaking that pattern that we've had the last couple of seasons, where a big group of people form and they just take out everybody else until the game dissolves and they have to redo, yeah, it, which it gets sort of, you know, boring.
Let's get to the nominations, which I called a convoluted mess. You got Wes and Bananas making out. You got Ashley and her stupid plan, according to Bananas. And you got D rubbing, not picking Jay in Rogan's face, and all that just happened. And then all of a sudden Nelson gets thrown into the mix, where I'm like, Nelson, it's early on, don't you want to get a red skull and get out of here? And he's like, no,
right. I'm like, dude, I didn't get that whatsoever.
Go in, Nelson, why not?
It's gonna be CT. No one wants to go in against CT. CT would be an idiot to blow the opportunity to offer himself up, you know.
Well, and yet he did blow it up, you know. It's like,
well, yeah. This might be a hot take, but I feel like this elimination really taught me, or really drove home, not the elimination, sorry, the voting to go into the elimination.
Nominations,
to nominate people, you really can just throw somebody's name out and it's always going to stick. So you just, as long as you stick to that name and you can kind of make whispers to enough people, people don't even need a reason. They're just like, oh, Bananas, I could see that. And in their own head, they make up whatever reason they want to say Bananas' name. Ashley just doesn't like him. He's pissing her off, so she starts saying his name. It catches fire so quickly. Same thing.
It's like
Jenna just throws his name out as a burner, and then the dominoes just fall.
Right.
I think it's the first person. As long as the first person says it, then the next person is like, all right, well, they said it, so I'm not going to get in trouble because they already said it. I'm just following the other person.
We don't even know if they're like mad at that person or not for nominating them, because what if they went in and then won? Shouldn't they go thank that person? Like, hey, you got me a red skull, I'm good now.
The other thing that was really neat to watch during the discussion of the nominations was Banana's body language going from defensive and unconfident to like, what, Ashley, you dumbass? Like, he literally like was crouched and feeling like he might actually go in, to opening up and being like, it was very interesting.
It's interesting to see him when he's not on top and just how quickly his attitude changed.
He's mad. Like,
damn, I almost thought about that, especially he was talking about like everybody's balls dropping to the floor or something.
Right.
But like, when he thought he was going in against CT, his balls shriveled up.
Exactly.
My God.
He was shook. It pissed me and my boyfriend off so much. Well, he was so shook.
He didn't want a repeat of last time.
To lose to CT again would make him, it's like, you're not the GOAT CT is. You always lose to him.
We all want a backpack part two.
It's also weird. So they pick one person, so that was Jay, but then they have three people, and then maybe it's a lot going on in this, who's going
to
go in.
Well, you saw Anissa structure. Trying to keep score on her fingers. I'm like, you're telling me there's not a producer on the sideline, like, telling you guys? I didn't, like, how do you guys keep score of the numbers? We have it on our screen.
Right.
Like, how are they keeping, there must be a producer holding up a sign for them, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
Can I do that job?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And Wes really did show his loyalty, because he could have turned it at that point. So that was cool to watch. And again, I don't know how secret their alliance is. He leaned over and made out.
I feel like it's not anymore. I feel like it's not. Yeah.
It's not. Well, what's interesting, though, is some people said they still didn't know. Like, remember when Bailey was on? She was like, a lot of people didn't know, and she was the only person that knew. But then again, Corey was like, okay, it's obvious they have an alliance. So it's interesting to see who knew and who didn't know.
Maybe people just didn't believe it because it's never happened before, you know? Like, maybe they were just like, no way. They're just pulling our leg again like they always do.
I did feel kind of bad for Nelson that he did get that weak, like, Veronica to Leroy burner vote. Remember when Veronica...
Yes, which it was like, oh, Leroy. And then it's like, okay, Leroy, like, that's a scary... A
burner. Oh, yeah.
Guys, catch his... oh, my gosh, what did he say that one time that he messed up? We use it as an...
Needy-greedy.
Or the needy-greedy.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Catch his fumble this episode. And I mess up words all the time, so I'm no one to talk. But he said audacity instead of audacity.
Nice. Yes. Good catch.
Audacity instead of... yeah.
And I have to say, maybe parenthood has done him good, but... Corey might be sharper than I've ever given him credit for. Like, everything he's saying now in his you know, interviews is like logical, reasonable, measured, strategic. I'm like starting to think Corey might be smarter than I've given him credit for.
It's because he's older and more mature, you guys.
Hey, yeah. Guys, it's because he's working with Nelson and everyone is smarter than Nelson.
Right. Is it the company he's keeping? Is that make the company?
I don't know,
yeah. But he did. I was like, Corey's not a dummy. Corey's listening and taking it all in before making moves and ruffling feathers and stuff. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this Halloween party, guys. We get a Bananas and West scene and I'm loving it. They're like so into each other. They're flirting. They're doing confessionals together. I mean, I can't get enough of the Wes and Bananas thing. Thoughts?
I'd like to thank Wes and Bananas officially for helping me write my vows. That was the most romantic speech I've ever heard. It was, I want to hear your name and smile forever. That was what Wes said to Bananas.
That's
and
nice.
Then Bananas proceeded to tell Wes that he completes him. Like, I haven't been completing this game. You complete me. And I loved it. They're both such showmen that it was very funny.
It's great.
Yeah.
I just think it's so interesting to, like, see these two interact this way because we've never seen it before. So I think
it's great.
I think it's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's so dope.
They've been enemies for so long that now they – I mean, you can't also help but develop a secret love for that person maybe.
Sure.
Their fights have always been, they used to be bad, but in recent seasons, they're enough of a joke now that they can get past them easily.
Yeah. Wes is like, I want to smile when I see you, Bananas. I like that I'm smiling around you. I'm like, this is so interesting. We've never heard it in 30 seasons. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's also smart for them to work together. They're few of the last vets in the game. New people keep coming in season after season, and they're starting to lose their touch a little bit. Johnny hasn't really performed well at all in the past few seasons, and Wes either. And I feel like Wes is really losing his touch a little bit. And you saw how desperate he was earlier this season when people put one vote. It was like 9-1. And he made it so visible how like easily startled he was by that. So he's a little scared this season.
He wants to win that money.
He does. We get Jay making out with Dee. Rogan looks like he is, you know, visibly upset about this.
Makeup.
I don't know. They make out great. Was it? It looked sloppy. A lot of too much stuff transferring onto their other faces with the makeup. I don't. It was a makeup makeout. Anyone?
It was fine. I wasn't sold. I was like, okay, Jay's just doing this because, like, why not? He's on the channel. He's on a reality TV show. Hot girl wants to make out. I'm sure, but you know, their hearts weren't in that. I mean, not they need to be, but
they're having fun.
Yeah. They're having fun. Rogan, can you guys tell me what Rogan's animal coat was made out of? What animal was that? Anyone? Remember that scene where he talked to CT?
Stark's direwolf.
I thought it might be from Game of Thrones.
The
I
wall.
Thought,
he was on the wall.
He was on the night watch now.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm leaving. No more. I've sworn off women.
That's Rogan. Fine as well. Just
But he again, back to our earlier conversation, he did grab his pillow and dramatically storm out of the bedroom because he didn't want to see it. I mean, he is leading Dee on. He is.
And by the way, Dee called him babe in that little conversation they had, too, after the club as well. So.
See? She doesn't know. She doesn't know what happened on World of Worlds 2. Yeah. I give it to you.
All right. Fair enough. We got to ask her.
Jenny, I mean, baby.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And she says... she says she's going to put it on hold too. Whatever her and Jay have, she's going to put it on hold to find out where her and Rogan go first. I'm like, oh God, woman.
I think he's telling her he doesn't want to be in a relationship. It's like, I like you. You're my number one. I don't want to, for the game, be in a relationship. Like, I'm sure he's feeding her all these things that make her think that they like each other. It's just not happening right now, but they still need to, you know, but they still are number one.
But you can tell Dee so badly wants to be official boyfriend, girlfriend with him. It's just like, Rogan, you, if you're both on the same page, just having fun and fooling around, clearly this girl is not on that same
page. He's playing her. She really likes him, and he wants her to really like him, but he doesn't really like her.
Yeah. They got their choose their own adventure book, and they definitely went in opposite directions in that book. They're not on the same page.
For sure.
Okay. Let's get to the tribunal room. I don't know. They choose who they choose. Rogan, Nelson, and Bear to go in.
Right.
That's CT, Bailey, and the Swagster choose them. I don't know. I knew Bear wasn't going to go home because he hadn't made out with Kayla yet. That's all I had from
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, so it's down to the other two? Thoughts, guys? I don't know.
I found it interesting that, I mean, again, it depends on the lay of the land in terms of who's going into that elimination. You're going to see some weeks people are fighting, put me in, and some weeks they don't want to. I was wondering, the fact that they knew that Jay was going in already, I mean, if CT offers himself, he's going against Jay. So why was Bear kind of backtracking?
And yeah.
I want to go in, but you need a red skull. You have to go. So why
So if, none of them were going to go, I'm puzzling my mind. So none of those guys were ever going to go against CT anyway, because it was definitely Jay versus.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know then. It doesn't make sense. Right. Then why was Bananas even upset?
I don't. Well, that's the point. Like, at this point, all these guys should want to go in early on.
Like,
if it's going to be against someone like Jay, even though Jay has proven himself in the last two now, but they don't know that at the time, that he's this good of a, apparently an elimination guy. Like, they don't know.
At this point, he's the only one.
Well, even Swaggy C, like, good for him for being in the tribunal twice, but he should have been able to go in there, because now it's easy. If he keeps waiting, it's going to be a lot harder.
But that was sort of the pact they made, that CT was like, I'm not going to bring in another guy to go into the easy against a layup and give up my chance for that. So they sort of made that deal.
It's nice that they didn't go back on that. I was worried they were going to go back on that, and I'm glad that they did not.
Yeah.
So that is good. Let's get to the take shelter, I guess, that happens. And CT's like, hey, Jay, I'm coming in at you in take shelter. They just have to basically screw up each other's shelters, and they have to unscrew it up opposite after that. I thought it was really good. And the whole time I'm watching, every damn confessional they showed is them saying, oh, my God, CT's going to kill him. CT's killing him. Jay's got no chance. And in my head, I'm like, I'm waiting for the reversal. And bam, we got it. Jay wins.
I was the opposite. I was the complete opposite. I thought it was going to be another Jen versus Jenny elimination. I was like, this is going to be so boring. And then out of nowhere, I even texted you guys. I was like, WTF, like, what's going on right now?
So, yeah, I love that CT did it.
It was crazy. And yes, to the wonderful editors that set us up for this, they made it look like poor Jay couldn't even put the stones in front of his thing, let alone dismantle CTs after the 20 minutes. All the challengers, and their confessionals, Tori was like, he's so weak. Like, it's almost
hard to
watch.
He's so weak, yeah.
Because he's not strong like CT. It was crazy, and it was close. And I thought it was just going to be a slow dismantling of Jay, and it was going to be painful, and we were going to see him go. I was really surprised.
They got me.
Yeah.
To the point where you just think it's going to be an ultimate beatdown, like last week with Jenny versus, I don't remember who the heck she was in.
Jen.
Such a, domination that you just assume it's going to go that way, that I almost didn't even give it the full attention at first. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, this is cool. It didn't look like Jay had as good as a strategy. CT was smart with maneuvering those ropes and chains everywhere, because those ropes, and I think he was even in a final multiple seasons ago. Remember, they had to...
The jungle gym knot.
Yeah, and he killed it.
I can't even undo necklaces. Like, thick ropes intertwined in knots like that is a nightmare. So I thought CT totally blew him out of the water. Sorry, my Google just went off. That scared the shit out of me. My Google talked to me.
Hey, Google.
So you thought that CT completely outmaneuvered him with a strategy. And
I did.
Jay is nifty, man. It's such a conflicting episode because you root for CT every time. You no one ever wants CT to go home, but you can't help but feel like elated.
I was rooting for Jay. I was.
Oh, really?
I wanted CT to go home. I was rooting for the underdog. And I think CT went in there too overconfident because when he was moving that stuff, he didn't seem like he was like really hustling like Jay was. It seemed to me anyway, it seemed like he was just taking his time. And I think he underestimated Jay.
I can't believe that Jay beat him this competition. I still can't believe it. But wow, what a show. And Jay is a legend now. Like Jay, that
he
is really
is.
Amazing. It wasn't a Devin light switch thing where like he beat Bananas victory, but it was like light bright. This was a strength and an endurance thing.
And a puzzle.
Right,
and
like these are CT. This was CT's to lose, and Benny, I have to agree with you. I think the only reason if he had taken his time, I think he was probably a little underestimating Jay's ability.
Yeah.
I don't think Jay's little arms could take that knot apart just because it's heavy. It didn't seem like Jay had a shot in hell. So.
And the way that they depicted it and kind of did the editing, it looks like Jay's strategy is kind of stupid because if you're piling things up, all you have to do is clear the pathway. You don't have to do the same thing Jay did. So it seems like Jay is going to exhaust himself and get fatigued by running and moving the heavier stuff in front of the shelter when CT literally just has to like Hulk smash through it. He just has to move it so that it's convenient, but he doesn't have to run it back and forth. So it looks like Jay is now going to gas out his shoulders, make himself tired for when he has to do it for himself. But
the producers also didn't show us though that Jay was throwing that rope through the cinder blocks.
Right.
The producers made it sound like he just put everything in front, but he had ropes going through all of that, and
that was
not
so smart.
And it was so smart, but they made it. They really got us. They made us seem, but they almost went too far with it for me because they were like, "He's losing. He sucks." Blah blah blah. In my head, I'm like, when's the twist going to come? Because they're going so hard on Jay right now, but the game looks pretty close to me. So what are we doing? Why is he so bad? I also love Jay because he's so grateful to be there, right? At the end, he's saying what an honor it is to go against CT, and it's real. He's not bullshitting him. So I loved all of it. I thought it was great.
He's very humble, and you have to respect that.
And again, love seeing someone that everyone thinks is the layup just demolishing two great competitors. So now I'm a super fan of Jay. I mean, how can you not fall in love with that kind of strength and whatever, especially when it's so stacked against him? So,
and this is so satisfying too for Rogan to watch. I really wish Rogan was in that. Not that I dislike Rogan, but for their altercations they had tonight, Rogan's going home if he goes into that elimination with Jay.
Yeah,
he would have thought to smash the cement blocks like CT did to get the rope out. He would be sitting there on trying to get it out of the rope. And I don't think he would have had the same strategy. And I totally think that Jay would have beat him in this challenge. And it would have been so satisfying.
Yeah. Well, the producers definitely, Dan, to speak to what you're saying, were talking up CT so smart and he knows knots and da-da-da-da-da, that they made it look like, why is Jay taking this little tiny thing? But he took that little tiny thing and made it really hard to get through, as we saw. But they didn't allude to that in the setup.
So I've got my ultimate conspiracy for the night. And I have to say it. Since Jay now has two red skulls and TJ made it very clear, you have two red skulls now. If he were to go into another elimination and lose, he technically still has one red skull.
Oh,
is he still in the game?
I think yes.
Oh, wow. Dan.
All they said was you need a red skull to go to the final. You can't take them all away.
So
in one.
Is that the next twist we're going to get? And
that
I hope we get it.
I love that, man. I hope you're right because
I hope I'm right too.
And chances are,
I can't wait to talk to him
again because even if he loses, he still has another shot unless they just keep hoping to stick him in there until he loses. But at this point, I'm almost like keep throwing him in. At this pace, he's the only one making it to the final, and he'll just be there alone. He won't even have to face you guys.
Right, he'll just walk
off. Right, he's the only one. He's got all the red skulls. He just single-handedly takes out every competitor. God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
We've got 10 minutes left. Benny, do you have any news and gossip? Because I'd like to play. I have a really fun game tonight.
Yeah, it'll be real quick. So Rogan, he was on Instagram Live during the episode of the challenge, and he was talking about, I want you guys to rewind the portion of the challenge and look at Nelson, really look at Nelson. And he was pretty much alluding to that Nelson was cheating, that he was looking at someone else's board to figure out everything that went wrong. And then
Bailey did that.
Yeah, Bailey did the same thing. And then he also talked about the moment where Dee is talking to Jay in the cafeteria, and he's saying that people thought he was jealous. And he was like, he doesn't even remember that conversation. And
he wasn't there.
They were talking.
This is my other conspiracy, Benny. He wasn't there. They used trick cameras because Kyle was with another guy. See, and I didn't hear this yet, but I knew
something like that.
I knew he wasn't there. I knew he wasn't there because Kyle was with him in that other shot. And then in the shot they showed, he wasn't with Kyle when Dee and Jay were talking. So I knew he wasn't really there. It was BS. Yeah.
That's it.
Trick cameras, man.
News and gossip.
I love it. I love, love, love some news and gossip. All right, let's play this game. Does everyone have their pen and paper ready?
Can I use a phone?
You can use your phone. You just need to write down
these
names.
Don't cheat.
Do I have to tell you? Is that fine that it's just going to be like text?
You just need to write down your name. Write down these names. Wes.
Okay.
Wes.
Zach. Wes and Zach. Bananas.
Okay.
Darrell.
Okay.
Evan.
What the?
Kenny and Kyle.
Are we doing a fantasy?
No draft. No draft.
Is this what we did last week?
We're literally doing who said what. I'm going to give you some name. I'm going to give you some quotes, and you're going to tell me which one of those people said it.
Love it, man.
First person to say the answer wins. You can be wrong. I don't care. Just, I'm going to write down your names here. All right, here we go. Are we ready for the first quote? We're all ready?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Sarah and Jordan are walking encyclopedias. Jay and Jenna aren't even informational brochures.
Wes.
I didn't hear it yet.
Wes.
Zach is the answer. Was that you,
Kyle,
Benny?
Zach. Oh, good one-liner on Zach. That must be
such a Zach. Zach is that confessional singer.
I know, right?
He's hit or miss with them. Yeah.
This one is so easy, guys. This one's so easy. I'm going to take the money and run, team.
Bananas.
Pam got it.
Woo!
Leroy got the gun. Leroy pulled the trigger. I just showed Leroy how the gun works.
Yes!
That would be Jenna.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
I said, okay, right, I won't say. I stay ready so I don't gotta get ready.
Darrell.
Was that Jenna first or was that Pam?
I think it was Jenna, but that was also a cheat because we talked about it last week. For us.
We did.
It was a cheat, so Jenna gets the point.
Okay. I'm not one to rub it in people's faces about how great I am, but ask me what I'm bad at.
Kenny.
Evan.
All right. It's Kenny.
Oh, Benny. Okay. It's a tight game, guys.
Paula's been to my house.
Evan.
She's met my family. What was that?
Evan.
Evan is correct, Jenna.
Wow, Jenna with the deep dive.
Dun, dun, dun.
The final quote of that is, she showed my little brother her boobs, if you must know.
Yeah, that's so that generation of the challenge.
I honestly don't think Brad is going to blink for the rest of the season.
Jack Zach.
Kyle.
Kyle is correct.
Kyle, remember that?
No.
I remember that now.
We are competing for $150,000, and Kenny is worried about how he no longer looks pretty.
Probably bananas. Bananas. Evan.
I guess Wes.
Wes
is correct. Jenna got it on the end there. Jenna's got five. Benny's got two. Pam's got one. We got a couple more left here.
Okay.
I am very interested in Disney princesses. I didn't want to say Aurora and sound too cocky. I thought Sleeping Beauty would surprise.
Darrell.
Kyle.
No, no.
Kenny.
No.
Zach.
Evan.
Zach is correct, Pam. Damn.
Woo! By default.
It's so duh.
Hi, my name is Car Maria. Hi, my name is Car Maria. I like horses and Abram, and everyone is mean, and I hate
bananas.
Everyone in this house. Everyone. Sigh.
Bananas.
Wes.
Evan.
No.
Zach.
Kenny.
Zach. Kenny. Oh my God, you guys are hilarious. Kenny is the answer.
We're just going through the list. After
I know you are. I noticed.
One guess. Everyone, one guess.
Well, we only have, we've got two left. Jenna won no matter what, but we're going to do the two for fun. Got the two for fun here. This one's from Twitter, and it's Hello Earthlings is the challenge version of Hey,
Wes.
All you cool cats and kittens. Yeah, that's
Wes. Yay!
Wes is on fire with his Twitter.
So next week, guys, I'm going to do a Twitter only who said what.
Ooh,
won't that be fun? Yeah.
Because then we can study. Right.
That's you guys good. Can study up. And here's the final. And here's the final one, just because I thought it would be fun.
Okay.
So what if I cry at almost every movie I watch and that I grew up on a lake? Don't judge me.
Oh, grew up on a lake. Is you, Dan. You grew up
it's
on
me.
A lake.
It is me. Oh. Pam, you got it.
Yeah, I'm like, the name's not here, but I know someone who grew up on a lake.
Pam, that's I give you props for that.
That sounds like me, guys. I know.
That sounds like you.
Well, Jenna, with the welcome back to the show, she wins the game as well. So congrats, Jenna.
Woo! Go, Jenna.
Victory. We've got 5 minutes left. I want to do, we can do final thoughts. And also, you see Ashley hit Bear in the next episode. Is she going home or no? Because she hit him pretty good.
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
Anyone else? I think she punched him in the back. And then Maddie was like, that's too far. That's too much.
I don't think... Girls
I thought it was
for
was it not
guys.
Ashley? I thought Ashley punched him in the back. Was it not Ashley? Punched Bear in the back? Because Bear goes in with the fire extinguisher.
At that point, it might be up to Bear's discretion, you know, if he says he feels threatened or whatnot. Did Camilla go home when she was like a racist douchebag that one season? Remember when
she didn't.
I don't remember. She threw a chair of bananas.
Home for hitting production during that whole, what was that other show?
Chats it wasn't physical though. With her tirade was not physical. So
I thought that maybe, because I remember she got really close to Leroy's face. I couldn't remember if she put his hands on him at all. Okay.
The other thing is they show, if someone goes in a body bag next week, I think it's Josh. Does anyone else have a guess?
Yeah, that's probably a red It's got to be a red herring that they use Josh's.
Yeah. Voice.
Okay. I love that. So it's not Josh then. All right.
Josh is really good at swimming, but it is ice cold temperatures. It's just
It's just a heating bag. True. Like also it's not a, it just means they need to warm you up.
I'm just trying to be funny. It's a body bag, but yes, it's trying to warm up him because they got that ice cold water is probably not fun.
Right.
It's not mean, but it's pretty funny that they use Josh as a voiceover because it's pretty easy to believe that it's a goofy voice. You just think like, okay, Josh, that's definitely him. That's going.
I mean, he carried Jen and whoever the other girl was on his team last week, though. He was carrying like double ammo boxes. Like
he's
this,
strong. So. No one's saying he's not strong. He is strong.
And who did he carried someone on his back last year when they were swimming? She was like all over him. She was draped over him, and he was just swimming away.
Kaylee.
No, someone.
Ashley. It was Ashley.
I don't remember who that was.
I think it was Ashley.
Yeah, I don't remember, but he carried whoever that was. He carried them on his back while swimming. That's not easy to do. Yeah. I grew up on a lake. That's not easy to do. Anyways, all right. Well, that's all the time we have. I want to thank all of you at home for joining us. I also want to thank Jenna for coming in, and hopefully she can join us. Hopefully she can join us again. Jenna, what's your handle? Where can they follow you, Jenna? All right, Pam, what's your handle?
Pamela Gross Jill. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And tell us what you all think about tonight's episode. Woo.
Benny the Brave.
You guys can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. And make sure you tune in tomorrow at 7:15 because we're interviewing the legend himself, Jay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, and my name is Daniel Lindgren. You can find me on TikTok. Jenna, you're going to find me on TikTok at @idiotboxboys, blowing up over on TikTok. Loving every minute of it. Thank you guys so much. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow for the interview with Jay.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.